If you are confident that every boasting Goliath shall be disgraced tonight,
shout it
loudest,
hallelujah.
If you know that at the Mana Water program of tonight, your story shall change. Shout it loudest,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Sing this song loud and clear.
Calling you,
oh, Lego. Yeah.
My life has been
To do here tonight, and wish you would do here tonight. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that by your mercy and by your grace, that there must be no one in the manna water meeting of tonight that will go home empty-handed in the name of Jesus. Especially open our understanding.
In
Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. And I want to plead with you to listen carefully to this deep deliverance message.
After this deep deliverance message, then some deep prayers will start. And as a result of those deep prayers, a lot of destinies shall be repositioned. Some who have been crying, when will my change come? As a result of this, their changes will come. It's what is known as dealing with introject. Dealing with introject. Dealing with introject. You will do well to listen carefully. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, a lot of things were grouped under a particular brand in that place. Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. Matthew 15:13. If you are there, say yes.
Anybody will be a good
baby. Matthew 15:13.
Matthew Oricano Dinogu, a say,
but he answered and said,
"What's it down? We've from away
every plant." Can I hear you say that one?
It will be a good go.
Can you shout it louder than your neighbor?
Go so good, you go. I let you know.
Every plant,
Igigigi,
which my Heavenly Father hath not planted, shall be rooted up.
How far to kuro?
Meaning that, I hope you know very quickly.
Now,
this is not referring to cassava, timber,
gedru,
maize,
agado.
No,
lonso.
It's much more serious than that.
Ojubelo.
Meaning that there are some plantations planted by God, watered by God, prospered by God. The other way, there are some plantations. It is not God that planted them there. The enemy hath done this. It is unto those plantations under that general banner. You find this word introject. It was 1990. At Mountain of Fire, Old Jabba Road. A woman was in the meeting. And some serious prayers were going on. The kind of serious prayers we have to pray here tonight. Serious prayers were going on. And the message that day, I remember it very well. It's called Strangers in Hiding. Strangers in hiding. Or didn't the Bible say, as soon as they hear of me, strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away. And they shall flee out of their close places. Close places. They are hiding there. Pretending as if they are not there. But they are strangers. This introject also falls under the banner of strangers. They are called strangers because they are not supposed to be there. They found their way there. I decree by the decree of heaven
that
any stranger hiding in the body of anyone here, whether conscious or unconscious, I bind them and cast them out in the name of Jesus. Lighter, amen, rule like thunder. Yes, that was the message.
And this woman came to the meeting with huge breasts and terrible pain in those breasts. She has done all tests, no cancer, no nothing. Breast okay, but it was swelling up and it was paining her. Every day it got bigger. And she kept changing sizes of her bra. She came to that meeting, laid hands on her breast and prayed. One of the prayers we're going to pray just now. As the prayers went on, she noticed something sharp was pinching her hand. After some time, the pinch became painful. Then she looked at her hand. Something has punched her hand a little bit. Like pin. And because I was saying, have all eyes closed. Don't open your eyes. So she did not bother to open the eyes. She now held this thing that was coming out of the breast. And was pulling it out. Prayers were going on. Pursue it out. By the time we finish the prayer, she pull up a long needle. This mystery, there is no mark that it came out. You would have expected blood. But there was no blood. Pull out.
And
instantly, the two breasts went down to the normal size. And we collected the needle from her. And destroyed the needle. That needle is an introject. Introject. It was the early 80s. Very early 80s. In the Crusades. Right there, over at Yaba there. This man was brought in a wheelchair. All medical diagnosis shows that she was perfect. But he was on the wheelchair. He could not walk. Prayer started. The same kind of prayer we're going to start now. All of a sudden, she had pin on her head, on his head. The pin on his head. That sand, pin on his head. He took his hand to his head.
He
felt something was coming out. So began to pull. Until he pulled something out that looked like a ruler. The ruler was taller than him. Immediately he pulled it out. He jumped up from that wheelchair. That ruler-like object is an introject. We were in our church in Jos. Many years ago. Again, this kind of prayer started. All of a sudden, a woman screamed. My tummy. My tummy. My tummy. My tummy. Before you could say Jesus is Lord, something had fallen out of her. It was catfish. In blood. And it was moving about. The ushers ran away. The woman that delivered the fish inside the church. But that was the end of the trouble of her life. I'm praying for anybody here tonight. Anything they are planted, you probably don't even know that is there. But it's an evil plantation. It's a deposit of darkness. I uproot them now in the name of Jesus.
Let the amen roar like fire. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following me? Those are introjects. Serious introjects. And I've shared with you here before. A woman that was pregnant for 3 years. After prayer, she first of all delivered a nylon bag. Then the baby. That nylon bag is an introject. Here comes a big mystery that beats the imagination of many people. How did the nylon get inside? How did the ruler get inside the body? How did the pin get inside the breast? The same way that these occultic people, they put snake inside bottle. A man had brought a bottle of concoction to me before. And inside that bottle was a cobra snake. Huge cobra snake. The question is, with that narrow mouth of the bottle, how did that serpent get inside? Many of you here, you must have seen some magic items where somebody put almost 7 candles tied together inside a bottle. How did 7 candles tied together enter that narrow mouth that a single candle cannot even enter? The same satanic technology that brings the serpent inside the bottle, that brings the candle inside the bottle, is the same satanic technology that puts these materials of pain ruler into the body. This is beyond the science we're studying in school. It's beyond a degree in science. There is something they call materialization and dematerialization. Materialization, dematerialization. When the wicked want to put an object to somebody's body, they first of all dematerialize it. It's a material, but they dematerialize it. And they now put it inside the person. When it gets inside the person by whatever method, they now materialize it. It then begins to do the evil work is supposed to do inside. These are what is known as introjects. If it enters into your head, you will not enjoy that head again. It enters to the heart, who enjoy that heart? Enters into your leg, the leg will be in trouble. If it enters into the womb, there is a lot of problem. But then the tragedy that a lot of people go about with these kind of things without knowing. That is why the Bible says they are strangers in close places. They don't want you to know they are there. Until one day they come up during your unguarded hour, finish off the person. I'm praying for someone here. I don't know who you are. Anything the enemy has planted into your body in the past in order to ruin your future, I bury them now in the name of Jesus. I bury them now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Fall never.
introjects.
Àwọn tí wọ́n pè sínú ara.
Ah,
wọ́n jẹ́
materials from darkness.
Àwọn ẹrù òkùnkùn.
Program into somebody else's body.
Tí wọ́n ṣètò rẹ̀ sínú ara ẹlòmíràn.
Introjects.
Àwọn tí wọ́n pè sínú ara.
Are plantations of darkness.
Wọ́n jẹ́ irúgbìn òkùnkùn.
That has been introduced.
Tí wọ́n mú wọ.
Into a life to derail that life.
Inu aye eniyan lati si aye yen lona.
Introjects.
Awon ti won pe sinu ara
a generally inanimate object or spiritual entity.
Lopo lopo gba won ma nja awon nkan ti o le mi tabi awon eda temi.
That is incorporated into somebody's life.
Ti won fi sinu aye eniyan
for a specific purpose.
Lati se ise kan pato.
This introject is a satanic phenomenon.
Àwọn nǹkan tí wọ́n pè sínú ara yìí wọ́n jẹ́ iṣẹ́ Satani.
But there is another phenomenon again.
Ṣùgbọ́n iṣẹ́ mìíràn tún wà ó.
Which I must try and explain.
Mo gbọ́dọ̀ gbìyànjú láti ṣàlàyé.
There is something called astral travel.
Ohun kan wà tá ń pè ní rírìn ìrìn àjò jáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara.
Some people consciously separate their spirit man from their body and go and start harming other people around.
Àwọn ènìyàn kan wọ́n á dìídì. Mú kí ẹ̀mí wọn jáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara wọn. Wọ́n wá máa káàkiri láti ṣe àwọn ẹlòmíràn níbi.
Many of the spirit husband that people talk about is from astral travel by other wicked spirits.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ọkọ ọ̀run táwọn ènìyàn máa ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀. Jí rírin ìrìn àjò jáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara látọwọ́ àwọn ẹni tó ní ẹ̀mí búburú ni.
This conscious separation of the spirit from the body to travel out is called astral travel.
Dídìí jáde kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara láti lọ ṣe iṣẹ́ ibi òun là ń pè ní rírìn àjò jáde kúrò nínú ara.
Witches practice astral travel, they go out of their body.
Àwọn àjẹ́ wọn ń ṣe iṣẹ́ yìí wọ́n máa ń kúrò nínú àgọ́ ara wọn.
And when they go out as a covenant position they stay.
Tí wọ́n bá sì ń jáde lọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ní ipò májẹ̀mú tí wọ́n gbọ́dọ̀ wà.
And sometimes to shift it is a problem.
Nígbà mìíràn láti yí padà ó máa ń jẹ́ ìṣòro fún wọn.
Another kind of introject.
Iru gbigbe nkan sinu ara obiran.
It's an astral projector into somebody else's body.
Oni jijade kuro nu agbo ara tenikan lati wo nu agbo ara elomi.
They invade the spirit of the person.
Wa yalu emi onito.
And that's why you find somebody who was behaving normally before.
Idi ni ete bi le ri enikan to nwu wa daada tele.
Now behaving abnormally.
Ti o wa bere si si wawo.
Talking out of sense.
Yo ma soro.
Doing rubbish. And that's why deliverance ministers sometimes say, you that spirit, keep quiet. I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the real Sunday.
Sunday gangan ni mo fe ba soro.
Because he's praying for Sunday and something else is talking.
Nitori o gbadura fun Sunday sugbon nkan miran n soro.
Say you that spirit keep quiet.
Iwo emi yen panumo.
Let me talk to Sunday.
Sunday ni mo fe ba lo gbolohun.
Because that spirit has entered into him to suppress his spirit man.
Nitori emi yen ti wonu re lati teri eni emi re ba.
Satanic introjects.
Àwọn ohun àfipamọ́ sínú àgọ́ ara ti Satani.
We always seek to enter through the unsanctified rooms in our life.
Wọ́n a máa wá ìyà àti wọlé nípa lílo àwọn yàrá tá ò tí ìyà sí mímọ́ nínú ayé wa.
That is, those parts of your life you refuse to completely hand over to Jesus.
Èyí ni àwọn agbègbè ayé rẹ tó kọ̀ tó juwọ́ jùsẹ̀ sílẹ̀ fún Jésù.
They will be coming into that place.
Wọ́n a máa gba àwọn ibẹ̀ yẹn wọlé.
To worsen the situation.
Láti wá bá ọ̀rọ̀ òun lójú jẹ́ gan.
Introjects can be programmed into sperms, it can be programmed into the woman's egg to cause more trouble.
Wọ́n lè fi àwọn irúgbìn sátani wọ̀nyí. Wọ́n lè fi pamọ́ sínú àtọ̀ ọkùnrin. Wọ́n lè fi pamọ́ sínú ilé ọmọ láti dá wàhálà tó pọ̀ sílẹ̀.
And then there will be serious crisis.
Wàhálà àti rògbòdìyàn ńlá á wá bẹ̀rẹ̀.
It's important.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì.
To cast these things out.
Láti lé àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyí jáde.
Pins.
Abẹ́rẹ́.
Needles.
Ògìnì.
Serpents.
Ejò.
Spiders,
alantakun,
scorpions,
akeke,
tortoise,
ijapa,
snails,
igbe.
All those things can be put in the person's body.
Gbogbo nkan wonyen no le gbe sinu ara eniyan.
But the one they find easy to use most is the serpent.
Igbe to rorun fun won lati lo julo ni ejo.
Scratches on the body when some people wake up.
Nigba te lomiran ba ji lati oju orun ti o ri apa lara re.
It's due to the fact that somebody wants to put introjection then they were resisting them.
O ma n sele nitori pe enikan fe ti nkan bo won lara sugbon won jija kadi.
Then during full moon.
Nigba ti orun ba wa ti osupa ba le
there is now there will be a lot of intricate activities going on.
Opolopo ise fifi nkan pamo si awon eyan lara o ma nsele.
And this is what we need to deal with here today.
That's why I say
you should listen to me very carefully. There are many methods by which introject enter. I'm going to try and deal with one tonight because of our time. If the Lord permits again, we'll go back to the same topic. There is a department known as bewitchment catering in the spirit realm. Bewitchment catering. Their work is to serve polluted food to people to cause problems. The Lord has his table and the devil to has his own table. You can feed from the table of God. After all, the Bible said that prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That's the table of God. But 1 Corinthians 10 tells us about the table of the devil. Have you ever wondered that who feeds on those sacrifices that are left on the crossroads? The devils. Someone will come. They will cook bags of beans, maize, all kinds of things in the house. Some will give it out free. And if you have long throat, you are the glutinous type. You'll be eating it. You could see some market people, some caterers. They will cook. You did not have to be hungry to come and eat it. Thousands will be eating there on credit. When their money has finished, they cook in such a way that it's difficult passing through the place and smelling the food and not go inside. Many will use the last bit of their meager salary to just buy that food. Even highest educated people will stop there to eat. There was a case like this. The woman says,
two.
Everybody goes there. Everybody goes there. Even if they've eaten at home, they will still go and buy it. But after some time, some people with spiritual intelligence began to notice that the highest educated of that woman's children stop at primary 3. And so as many as are eating, they are getting introduced, planted into their lives. By which their strength, their wealth, everything is being siphoned. Some restaurants that we have around, should actually change their names to prayer killers. Or spiritual fire extinguishers. Some of those places. Many Christians go there to eat. Sometimes fast food is fast death. There's a brother who went to eat somewhere on the streets. And as they served him food, he
He saw it for the first time. Normally, when he goes there to buy food, he doesn't pray.
You
just be swallowing the way the people are swallowing their maladia.
Putting
the thing in their mouth, it will be eaten. Nobody for the first time. He too had attacked the amala.
Oh no, to call you amala.
But he put to remove his hand.
To go your walk.
And prayed.
Immediately
after prayer,
he
saw a long broomstick inside the stream. He didn't see it before the prayer.
It
was then he saw it. He felt sorry for himself. Because he traveled almost 15 kilometers to get to the
canteen. So if you are
here tonight, your throat is attached to Mama Suleiman somewhere. Baba something that says suya.
Baba kini kan to ta sire.
Mama something that says mama.
Abi iya kini kan to ta ole.
This and your throat
ofun re
craves for it.
O npo ngbe fun.
Don't deceive yourself.
Ma ton la re je
o. Where you are sitting.
Ibi to joko
already.
Lowo lowo.
Introject is in your body.
Afi pamo o ti wa lara re.
And you need to pray.
O si nilo lati gbadura.
One man so went to a restaurant to eat.
Okunrin kan na ba lo le ounje kan lati jeun.
He wanted to go and ease himself.
O fe lo gbon se.
But he mistakenly now entered into the wrong room instead of the toilet.
You go wa se si wo yara ti o ye ko wo. O le ro pe ile gbon se niyan.
He almost fainted.
O fe re daku.
He saw one of the cooks.
Ori okan ninu awon alase.
Washing a private part into the egusi soup.
To nfo oju ara re sinu obe egusi.
He had already eaten half of his own.
What could he do
now? He stuck his finger into his throat. To vomit. Vomit did not come out. The effect of this evil consumption has planted so much evil plantation into people's
lives.
God hates us eating food sacrificed to idol. Daniel refused the official food of Babylon. Daniel regarded that food as defilement. He said that he might not defile himself with the food from the kings. The food from that palace will have weakened their prayer life. Because Nebuchadnezzar was an occultic king. I have seen somebody confessing to us here.
And
I sent the person to pray city for deliverance. That he was the one selling water. Water they used to work corpses in the mortuary. To those who sell food. So they can be hiding that mortuary water. The corpses water to the food. So that once you taste that food, the craving will never leave your throat. And you will always be going there. Always be going there. Always be going there. This is a serious matter. And it has caged so many people. Many have been eating from the table of the devil. And that has planted introgers into their body. So one way by which introgers come into the body
is
consumption of demonically polluted food. Dream feeding. Feeding people in dream. That causes weakness and paralyzes prayer life. Going to evil parties where there is witchcraft distribution of food.
and you will, you are just eating it.
Oh, cinema, welcome again.
You don't know where it's coming from.
Oh, my beauty, what?
Satanic birthday parties.
I want
somebody is 60 years old, he said he's 40.
And he got it, pay or got out. Oh, no, good, you are
consumption of materials from witch doctors' arsenal. Drinking some concoction soup that has already been prepared in the house of the witch doctor will bring intruders into your body. Drinking leftover of libations poured will bring intruders into your body. If you are Igbo speaking today, you come from that area, and they would have been breaking kola nut. You have been eating the kola nut. Don't deceive yourself. That is introject in your body right now.
Oba wala ti le ibo ti won ti se obisi meji to je gbogbo gba lo ma ngba to nje afi pamo ti wa nu ara
re. All the alligator paper that people take as usual is introject.
Gbogbo awon atare ta won eyan nje ni gbogbo gba yen afi pamo ni.
All these materials people prepare. So we want to remember somebody who died 40 days ago. So you prepare puff puff. Buns.
What the buns?
Masa.
What the masa?
And then you go and throw some in the cemetery. And then you distribute the others. And you are swallowing it. God have mercy. There is a woman in your house. She cooks beans every Friday for her twins. And you are always buying bread to eat it. Trouble.
Voila.
Planting intruders into your own body. Tonight. It's a night of violence. Where you challenge your body to reject what God did not plant inside of it. Doctors may have different names of those introjects. But the name the Bible gives to it, every plant that the Father has not planted. The name the Bible calls us strangers must fade away. Rise to your feet now. The first thing to do right there where you are
is
to confess your sins to the Lord and ask Him to forgive you. Any sin that will keep any evil material in place today, that the Lord should forgive you. That no introject must go home with you. It is compulsory that they must go back to their senders. They must be completely uprooted. Thank you,
Jesus.
Bow down your heads. Ask Him to forgive you. Very quickly, as we prepare ourselves for this prayer, with this warfare song, bring out your tithes and your offering very quickly. Father, we thank you for the tithes and the offering. A good measure pressed down falling over. Let it be the lot of your children. Lay your hands upon us. Bless us to a mighty degree. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. As we sing this warfare song, quickly give your thanks and your offering for this meeting. Before we now go into our prayers,
Hallelujah. Can you jump on your feet and shout fire? How many people are ready to be delivered tonight? Shout, jump on your feet, shout fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, oh Lord, by your power, by your fire. Deliver me, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Deliver me,
deliver me, deliver me, oh Lord.
Your hands, come on.
By your fire, by your power. Deliver me, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, oh Lord. By your power, by your fire. Deliver me, oh Lord.
Jesus,
deliver me,
your hand, your hand, your hand.
Deliver me, oh Lord, by your power, deliver me, oh Lord.
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 Ready now. You will sing this song with fire and with power. Before we go into the first prayer point, never let anybody's voice be louder than yours. If you plantations come out now in Jesus' name. If you plantations come out now in Jesus' name. If you plantations come out now in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out.
Call of you.
One,
any,
two,
Egy,
three,
Ata,
four,
Ari,
five,
Aru,
six, Eva, seven. Eva. Yes, you can't hide.
Ole Farasi.
You cannot hide.
Ole Farasi.
The introject in the bone.
Irugbe okoko ninu egungun.
In the bone.
In
the bone,
in
the womb,
in
the head, it's coming out, it's coming out.
That's
the power of God coming up. Say every power hiding materials in my body.
Don't film, come
on, see me, Lara. Yeah! In
the name of Jesus.
Yoruko Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Released. Ribos upon the gay of shelter. Ribos up here, Annika. Aha. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Let her go. Let her go. Let him go. Let her go. The serpent in the body. It's coming out. Coming out. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your right hand towards this altar.
No.
Aha.
Then
stretch it towards this altar.
No.
Father.
Baba.
Let your power as of old enter into every hand stretch here. Let this hand become the hands of healing, the hands of breakthrough, the hands of fire, the hands of power. In the name of Jesus. Now, anywhere you know you have trouble in your body, smite it 40 times. Shouting, come out in the name of Jesus. Let's go. Open your mouth and decree. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's check your body now. Check it very well. Aha. Check it well. Begin to do what you could not do before. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bring out your water. The rest of the prayer will go into that water now. So that once you drink that water, the water will counter the introjects. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, let the Holy Ghost incubate this water in the name of Jesus. As you drink this water, every poison hiding in your body shall disappear. As you drink this water, every plant that the Father has not planted inside your body will be disgraced and evacuated in the name of Jesus. As you drink this water, the blood of Jesus shall sanitize your body. The blood of Jesus shall purge your body, shall purge your bone, shall purge your blood, shall purge your body, shall purge your bones, shall purge your blood in the name of Jesus. As you drink this water, every astral projection into your body shall be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. It is written. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away. And they shall be afraid out of their close places. The power to chase out strangers. Power to make the strangers flee. Fall upon this water now. Fall upon the water. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength. And from glory to glory. The forces of darkness you have seen today, you shall see them no more. Every introject in the body. Your time is up. Damn! In the name of Jesus. The prayer requires that, oh Lord, answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In the name we share the grace, now drink your water. And don't drop the bottle here. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven thunders, hallelujah.